love them or hate them. Reality TV shows like Married at First Sight, My Kitchen Rules, The Block, The Bachelor / The Bachelorette are some of Australia's most popular programs. But does that mean they should be broadcast to our regional neighbours as a taste of Aussie culture? Today, Communications Department Secretary Mike Murdoch said Pacific nations could soon be seeing reality TV shows as part of the government's soft power push into the region, announced late last year.
That would cover the variety of programs that are available on commercial networks, ranging from drama, Australian comedy, Australian documentaries, and Australian reality television programming.
And Andrew Mercado is an Australian TV and movie historian and commentator. He joins us now on RN Drive. Andrew, welcome.
Hi there.
So the government hasn't named what reality shows it plans to broadcast yet. But what do you think? Should they be the kind of thing we're showing to our nearest neighbours?
Look, a lot of these shows are bought by networks all around the world. And if a network wants to do that and it's a commercial deal, that's great. But for the government to be saying that that's a genre that they will pay to go into the Pacific, I find it kind of strange. I mean, if you go overseas to Asia and you see the Australian network that's running over there, it has a really good mix of shows. It has, you know, ABC News coming in live and Q&A. It has a lot of children's programming like Play School. There's a lot of shows there to teach people English if it's not their first language. And then they have a range of Australian dramas like Home and Away and A Place to Call Home. And whenever I watch it, I think, what a great representation of Australia that is. I'm not so sure I would feel the same way if I was watching this series of Married at First Sight and having it presented to me as this is a great example of Australia at the moment. I think there'd be very few people that would agree that that was a great idea.
But Australians love those shows, so it must reflect something.
We do love those shows. They're the number one shows in Australia at the moment, and that's the commercial reality of it. But, you know, all of these shows are working because they are featuring the worst examples of human behaviour. It's MKR and Married at First Sight. It's all about people being really horrible to each other. That becomes the promo and that becomes the push of that episode. Now, that's fine. There's a lot of Australians that love watching that sort of blood sport on TV. But should it be something that the government should be subsidising to pump out overseas? I'm not quite sure that that's the genre that they should be pushing, given a range of a TV station and all the great shows that they could scrap.
But if shows like Married at First Sight are some of our most popular, I know, you know, just still being devil's advocate here, and I'm really going down this road because you've made your position quite clear, but isn't it a true reflection of where the culture is at? I mean, you may not think it's a great reflection on the culture, but it is a true reflection.
But, you know, if one of those networks over there wanted to take that show, they could pay for it and put it on air and see if it worked, and that would be a great deal. One of the things that could happen here, though, is that the producers of My Kitchen Rules, which charge people a lot of money to have their products advertised through that show, they could then make more money because they could be saying, oh, look, this show now screens all through the South Pacific. That's an extra 100 million people. So you're going to have to pay us a little bit extra to put your product in the show. So I think it's going to be great for the commercial networks. They'll be able to make more money. I'm not quite sure what the advantage is going to be for the person sitting overseas watching the show, except they get to enjoy it, I guess, the same way we do.
I suppose, yeah. So what, in your opinion, should we be showing in the Pacific?
Look, I think that it's a great opportunity to give those nations a look at what we are talking about news and current affairs-wise. I think the children's programming is great. I think that we do some of the greatest children's programming in the world during daytime. That's a great thing. And I think that there are some great dramas that represent Australia without that nastiness of reality TV. That thrives in reality TV. But I would much rather that the Pacific nations were watching The Heights, which starts on Friday night on the ABC and is a great representation of Australia right now, than seeing fake husbands and wives screaming at each other across a fake dinner table.
Well, there we go. Some food for thought. Your position is crystal clear, though, Andrew. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Patricia.
Andrew Mercado there. He's an Australian TV and movie historian and commentator. And we're talking there about, well, the Australian government's decision through the Communications Department, basically confirming that Pacific nations could soon be seeing our reality TV shows. They'll be seeing other things too. It's all part of the soft power push into the region.